The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 7 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I am so grateful to be here tonight as well. A couple of people asked me how my week went this week, and I had to really ponder. I guess that means it wasn't great and it wasn't horrible, but I can honestly say that I can see by looking back that God is really taking care of me this week. He's keeping me safe, and I'm driving half blind and because I broke my glasses in anger a few weeks ago, and He's keeping me safe. He's blessing me with miracles in my kids' lives. There's a movie where someone basically dies, and through a series of videos, he helps someone, one of his, I think it's a nephew, change his heart and who he is. And again, without me really doing anything other than just working on my own recovery, I can see God's hand in the lives of my children. Maybe they're watching, maybe they're not, maybe He's just doing it. But they're looking at their own lives. They're questioning the habitual going to church that they've been doing and searching for a testimony and searching out how to help and heal others. And it's just brings tears to my eyes to think about the changes that are occurring. And because I felt a lot of guilt, a lot of shame over the father I was not. And I know you can keep being a father even though they're out of the home, but that on-hands contact is a little less present. But I'm so grateful that combination of whatever little I'm doing and what he's doing, that he could do it still. This section, this step particularly, brings to mind same thing I've talked about several times. A quote that President Uchtdorf offered, basically saying that, encouraging us to not go to the extremes. Satan wants us to go to extremes. I'm so wonderful and great, I don't need God, or I'm so miserable and horrible, God can't do anything for me. One's, I think, a form of pride, and the other, well, I guess they're really both forms of pride, in that one, you're saying, I don't need Him, and the other one is, Christ can't do anything for me. I'm so special, Christ can't do anything for me. And that is just so absolutely not true. He can bless each of our lives, and I am so grateful how He's touching my life and the life of my family. I'm grateful to the examples and the the relationships. I'm not terribly outgoing by any means, any stretch of the imagination, but just to sit back and see each of you open up your hearts, share tough stuff. Oh, my heart cries out for you. The things you're going through and that you have gone through. And it just makes me just care about you so much. And I feel that goes both directions. And it's just such an amazing process. Anyone that hasn't experienced this or is afraid to come because of whatever Satan is telling them, they need to come, because it's the most healing, building up, love-filled environment you can be in. I thank each of you for being here, and I bear witness of the love of my Heavenly Father. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, God.
The full episode for Step 7 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.